Okay, it's Tuesday. My race is this coming Sunday, and this episode is a very brief update on where I'm at and where I will be on Sunday. Hey, it's your host, Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning in on this Tuesday. I'm just here for a quick mini as I am heading away to Palm Springs tomorrow because I have my 70.3 Ironman Indian Wells coming up this Sunday. I cannot believe we are already, first of all, in December, and secondly, here at almost race day. I left my training cycle rather short this year. I think I actually ended up going full into this for about 10 weeks total. And as I've said before, I hired a coach, and a new to me coach, but not new to me, fantastic female, Jen Temperley. We are on the Betty Squad together, and she is a coach, nutrition background, all the things, and former D1 swimmer, I believe she was. She is awesome. So I have gained so much strength and endurance and everything through this short training cycle. And also dealing with it all with a lot of things going on in my life, in my household, in my family, all the things. And so sometimes I just have to take a step back and realize what it all entails and takes to be towing the start line in a few short days, doing something that I find a lot of joy in, because I love to push my body. Every single time I do something like this, I learn more about myself. And if you are into sport, then you will completely understand what I am talking about. It is so easy to do the thing on repeat. Redundancy, it gets so mundane. And so being able to set a date that I am going to achieve something by goal setting and actually see it through, the accountability side of that is just so fulfilling. As I have mentioned time and time again, I am not the biggest fan of swimming, but I can do it. And the thing here is, in Palm Springs, we swim in this reservoir, which is freezing. And yeah, you don't think the desert with cold water so much is related. And this is absolutely a thing. It's actually one of the coldest swims in, like, on the Ironman circuit. And so, yes, you wear a wetsuit. I will be wearing a thermal cap as well as the race cap on top. And last time I did this race 2 years ago, it was colder outside, so the water temp actually felt fine. And I'm kind of hoping that this is the case again, because by the time you get out of the water, it is warming up, the sun is rising, and so you do start to get warm. By the end of it, I think it was like 90 degrees when I was running. So it is such an inversion of temperatures. It is so crazy. I did wear the booties last time because I was so worried my feet would get so cold. I do have rhinoids, so I do get cold extremities. But the boots were actually a pain in the butt because they just would kept, like, they kept getting waterlogged, and I wanted to, like, kick them off as I was swimming. And I couldn't, they were attached, obviously. So anyways, they stayed on my feet and got so full of water that it really frustrated me. So I know I'm not going to do that again. But there is a bit of a secret to help with the face, hands, and feet. And it's using an Aquaphor water resistant, like, lotion, because it actually, or some people do Vaseline. I've heard Aquaphor is actually better, and it actually provides a barrier to your skin where the water kind of sloughs off. And so I'm going to try this one. at least for my feet and fingers, because anything to keep warmer. Also, people like throw warm water, a thermos of water, down their wetsuits before they get into the water. I don't know if I'll do that one, but all the things. Anyways, needless to say, that is the one part that always sits in my head as the most nerve-wracking. But I also come through my head and get onto it all because I know that I can do it and I will do it. And Ironman is really one area that I have leaned hard into my mantra, and which is also why I finally got it tattooed onto me. I can, I will, I am. I know that I can. And when I'm in it, I'm always like saying that to myself. I can, I will, I am, because like I am currently doing it. And then I know that I can and I will. It's not an option. So anyways, that just always cycles through my head. So again, I know that I'm ready for however I am showing up to this race. I don't put pressure on myself anymore. I choose to do these for myself and for nobody else. Would it be fun to podium? Sure it would be, but like that's not why I'm going into this. I also am going into this with a level head and reality as to where my whole fall has been. And adding just extra stress, daily stress, adds to all of this. I'm not a professional athlete. So I am here leaning into it, getting ready to pack all of the things up, and gonna just enjoy a few days in the desert, just my husband and I, and have a fantastic race, have so much fun, and then come home to like full-blown Christmas season. So thank you for following along. I will be on the Ironman tracker if any of you like to follow and do that kind of stuff. And other than that, I'm going to be fueling up with my grupo, and I'm going to lean into the noon a few days prior to make sure I'm drinking. And if you want to hear about how all the race went afterwards, I will definitely be doing a race report. So stay tuned for that one. But in the meantime, thank you for all the well wishes that I have received, and happy Tuesday, everyone.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.